Hello, hello to all the lovely mothers out there. Have you ever felt mom guilt? Or have you ever put your career aspirations on the back burner? Or maybe you have chosen to doggedly pursue your entrepreneurial dreams. Well, today's society puts so much pressure on women and mothers to do it all. But is it possible to be successful at both your career and motherhood? You know what? There are so many different opportunities to fulfill your life purpose as a woman and a mother. Listen in on this interview with Molly Lowe and find out how to strike that perfect balance. We're very happy today to have Molly Lowe with us on another episode of Sleep Well Around the World. A little bit about Molly first. She has spent 15 years in human resource management, and now she is helping moms find their next career move and to interview with confidence and to save time by only applying to jobs that fit their lifestyle. Hello, Molly. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me so much. It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah. Well, what a great service you're doing for moms, Molly. What is your favorite part about your career shift? Why did you want to do this coming from the corporate world?
Yes. I absolutely love being able to empower women. I think a lot of the times when you become a mom, so much of your identity becomes whatever your children, whatever your family is. And you tend to forget that you yourself are your individual person. So when that happens, most working moms also feel a tug of war between being a working professional and the mom guilt of, am I spending enough time with my children? How do I juggle my career? How do I find a more flexible career? And so when I support these moms, the best thing about my job, my own career as a career coach, is to help them feel empowered to find those careers that are fully aligned to them and their lifestyle, so that they can do both. It is completely possible. Work-life balance is possible. So that's really what is my passion, and I love it when a mom can achieve that.
That sounds amazing. Why did you want to go into this career path?
Yes. So as you shared and prefaced already, I spent or paid my dues, if you will, in corporate America working as a human resource leader for 15 years. And I always gravitated to the hiring, recruitment, talent management side of human resources. So it has been my bread and butter for many, many years. And nothing speaks better than being able to share the tricks of the trade with other people. I really felt like when I hit my peak in my HR career, you know what they say, you're in your zone of excellence, but you need to channel your zone of genius. And so I needed to elevate my career. And at that point, when I thought about the components of my corporate job that I loved most, it was always talking about career development. It was always talking about, hey, Molly, can you look at my resume? Can you help do some interview practice with me? What about salary negotiations? Can you help me create a counter offer? And time again, I was being asked to support that. So I just decided, you know what? It's time to make a shift and take all of the years that I know in HR and give it back to people who are wanting to make their own career shift.
Wow. Well, that rich experience that you've had, your background is definitely going to be a big help, especially for those moms who can be also very hesitant or maybe insecure, especially if they've been out of that rat race for a long time, taking care of their families. You mentioned something about interviews. So what kind of advice or empowerment would you want to share to moms out there? During an interview, I know that sometimes there's something that's battling in their mind. I want to also have time at home. I want to be able to negotiate hours so I'm having that perfect work-life balance. So how can they show determination in the interview when applying for the job and not show that part of them that it's like, I also want to spend lots of time at home? How do they find that balance and to position themselves well in an interview?
Yeah, absolutely. A big part of interview confidence and that career clarity that a lot of moms struggle with is, to your point, wondering, being fearful of what their potential new employer and manager may think of them because they're a mom. Are they going to be able to perform? Are they going to ask to take off all the time because they have to pick up their child from school or that child may be sick? I wholeheartedly would encourage for moms to be open, transparent, and authentic during their interview. You know, I am a firm believer that if you share with people that, listen, I am absolutely a top performer, I do need to leave at 2:45 in the afternoon to go pick up my child from work, would that be a concern at all for you? This is how I could ensure that I'm making up those hours. Being able to say that in the interview, and if they do not receive that well, that means that they are not the employer for you. You do not want to be a part of a team that's not going to embrace and support that and advocate that for you. My other tip in when it comes to interviewing and trying to find a balance that, yes, I can do this work and do it well and be a mom, is I always say to people, when you are interviewing, that manager, that recruiter is asking you behavioral-based scenario questions. So they'll ask you things such as, Mel, tell me about a time when you handled a difficult situation with a customer. Walk me through that. When it comes time for you at the end of the interview and they say, so do you have any questions for us? That is your opportunity to switch it back and say, actually, I do. If I am a part of your team, I am so excited about this opportunity. As my potential new manager, can you give me a recent example of a time when you supported flexibility, flexible scheduling at work? I would love to hear what you have to share on that. That's very bold. I understand, but when you're confident and you put flexibility as a priority for you, an interview is a two-way street. It's not just for the employer, it is for you as well. So that is what I coach my clients to do, is to feel very confident and authentic. And the way that they say it, the way that I ask that question is not at all rude or mean. It is simply, I want to be fully transparent. I'd like to know, how do you guys deal with that? Give me a recent example of a time. So it works out.
I love that. So it's so empowering to know that in an interview, moms can have both confidence and commitment. Confidence in building up themselves, their expertise, their qualifications, but also committing themselves to who they are, to their family, to their authentic self. I love that. And honesty is always disarming, all the time, when someone sees you as completely transparent, authentic, and honest. That is so attractive, and it's always an asset for any company. I've never, to be honest with you, heard this great advice. And this is why all moms are obviously flocking to Molly for advice, because at the get-go, even with the interview stage, you're already feeling that sense of empowerment. But Molly, okay, for those who don't even have that confidence to even go for that first step of an interview. So I was chatting with Molly just a while ago, and she's actually doing this 5-day seminar, empowering mothers so that if they want to have a career change. The one thing, Molly, that usually is a big block is people's mindset. Their fear that, I have been taking care of too much of to my family. I'm just too afraid to go back into the workforce. I'm not ready, or maybe I'm not a good fit anymore. how do you help them to shift their mindset?
Yes, that is so important. And your mindset is the most important thing when you decide you're going to make a career transition and shift. Even before you start to apply, you have to essentially be intentional about your decision making. And I always say, with clarity, when you have career clarity, that comes with things like your consciousness, like your mindset, your confidence, all of these things. I call it my signature 5 C's towards clarity. Is a huge component. And when I recommend and I help that mom to work through their mindset, a lot of the times it's what if, and a lot of it is their hesitations around how people are going to judge them. Mm-hmm. So when I help to challenge that with them and stand beside them and be bold, we work through the what ifs and we say, okay, what is a what if? What is a fear that you have? What is the hesitations that's stopping you? Case in point, I'm concerned that my husband is not going to be supportive of me or my significant other. This is a huge risk. How am I going to help him through that? Well, think of it this way. Let's say worst case scenario, something bad happens. What would happen? They would then explain and walk through it. And then we shift gears and we say, okay, now let's talk about what if you make this shift? What are some positive things? And a lot of the times when someone's making a career shift, it's for more money, it's for more leadership experience, more flexibility, more all these positive things that they want, right? Who gets to reap the rewards when you get to do that? Oh, my husband, my kids, that means they get to see me more. That means when I get a better paying job, we get to go on vacations more and we can save for college. And so it's helping these moms to work through those hesitations and helping them to embrace the fact that, yes, your fears are there. Acknowledge them, but do not take action and decisions based off of your fears. So it's very customized, and we work through every single one. Everyone has a different fear or set of fears, but once you've committed to your new career, that is the pivotal moment that we can then attack those hesitations together.
Wow, that's really great, especially for those moms transitioning from that place of fear to feeling very, very positive. And that's so true, Molly, with what you're saying. You're having the capacity to completely transform family dynamics, their lifestyle, and because you're empowering women to give better quality to their family. That's amazing. Now you were talking about women who fear what their husband will say or having to deal with mom guilt. There's one thing, because I am a working mom and have always been a working mom. So I always loved, when my kids were younger, reading those books about working moms and balancing everything. And there's one thing called playground politics. It affects a lot of my colleagues who are working moms, and they always feel they have to be so defensive about working. And you know, that battle between working moms and those who work at home. How do you empower them just to step into who they are and to embrace who they are without having that guilt, even in the playground, you know, with other moms? That can be a big obstacle for them.
100%. And I really push my clients to truly understand that just like every family dynamic is different. Every family is unique. What you need to do and what you need to be for your family in the sense of your career needs to be customized to you. All of the extra noise, all of that extra judgment or perceived judgment, right? All of that, you need to have a strong mindset. You need to have the confidence to understand that that is not how it needs to be. you don't, I mean, if you really think about it, you don't owe anyone an explanation to why you do what you do and why you do it for your family. If that was the case, everyone would take 15 minutes a day to try to explain to everyone and convince everyone of what they do. When you aren't, right? When you aren't authentically aligned in your career, having confidence in your career and clarity means that you don't owe anyone an explanation to why you need that flexibility. You simply know that it's yielding something positive for you. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I know it's easier said than done, but you have to be able to shut out the noise, the possible judgment, the perceived judgment, the concerns and the worries about what everyone else is going to think about you. Where you need to be is where you need to be at that moment in time.
Love it. I wish I had met you when my kids were in kindergarten. And I love your word, customize. Just like when we're wearing great clothes, we're so proud of what we're wearing. So we should also feel beautiful in our career or our chosen pathway. I love it. And all mothers need to hear that. Thank you. Molly, what is a day in your life like? So you're a working mother yourself and you're helping other mothers. Balance is one of the things that's always a big challenge for some. So can you share with us what is a day in your life like? And as a sleep coach, I'm very interested in your nighttime routine as well, if you'd like to put that in and share it.
Absolutely, yes. And I have to say, I'm a firm believer that you have to be able to talk the talk and walk the walk, right? When I'm talking about career clarity and being able to achieve work-life balance, I am no in no means saying that I struggled with that I didn't struggle or still yet. There's components in which you just it illuminates and it highlights for you, so you know, oh, this is probably not self-care right now, and we need to take care of ourselves. My daily routine really starts out. I know that for me, in order for me to sleep at night, and this is going to tie back into a little bit of my sleep hygiene and schedule, I have to work out in the morning. It just helps my brain to shut down at night, even though it's strange because I'm doing it in the mornings. It really has helped with how I sleep, how fast I fall asleep, and just being able to take out that energy for the rest for the day and starting it on a good note. Then from there, it is breakfast with the kids and a huge cup of coffee for me. So I am definitely a
Huge.
coffee.
Yes.
I love coffee. So that's what I do. And I am not a morning person. I operate and I am a lot more productive, more in the 9, 10 o'clock time. So I know that when I'm going to jump in, I'm going to start doing my work. I'm going to start coaching people. I want my best self to come to my coaching calls. My clients deserve that. They expect that. And I expect myself to come at my A game. So coaching calls don't happen until at the earliest 10 a.m. And you work through it that way. The great thing is I do get lunches with my children. I put it into my calendar. It is something I am a firm believer in protecting your schedule. You have to be able to carve time out and you block it and you honor that. And then once that's done, then it goes right back to if I have any more coaching calls, what do I do with my workshops? How do I outreach with potential clients? All of that good stuff. And at the end of the day, my day always, if all at all possible, depending on what's going on, but my goal is to be done working by 6 p.m. so that I can start making dinner. So that is the goal. Unless it's a special event that I'm doing, it's 6 p.m. and we're done. And my husband helps and honors that. My children, they know. So they'll come and they'll knock on the door and they say, "Mom, it's almost 6." I'm like, "Thank you guys for the reminder." And I shut down and I go. So that's my day from a work perspective. From a sleep perspective, a lot of my sleep is based off of, again, if I did not get in my morning workout, I can tell. Insomnia can be not the greatest, and that was the worst for me when I was working in corporate America. That was one of my biggest indicators that something was misaligned. And I had the hardest time falling asleep. And as soon as I made the shift from corporate America to doing my own business and doing work that was aligned to who I was and fulfilled, and I understood what was required for my routine, sleep comes so easy for me now. I am able to shut down and go to sleep. So that is my day.
Wow. Yes. You have such an ideal schedule, and I love how you need to protect your schedule. And that's so true though, that people who are undergoing sleep problems, they fail to recognize, to backtrack and see there is something else at the root. It's not a matter of not being able to sleep. As you said, because of your job in corporate America, because of your schedule and being misaligned with your purpose and what you want in life, that also has a big impact. So yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because I always wanted to share with clients that you really need to analyze your life, your schedule, your routine, and see that there may be something that's really the main reason why your sleep is being blocked and you're being deprived of actual good recuperative and quality sleep. Wow, Molly, that's amazing that you're protecting your schedule. I love that word, because we need to honor who we are and what makes us happy. And that's amazing that you can finish everything and juggle everything, but it seems everything is so well thought out and balanced throughout your day of your schedule. So what about those days, Molly? There may be days, I'm not sure if that happens to you now, because your schedule seems it's so amazing and on the dot, 6 o'clock, you're making dinner. Do you get those days when you feel, oh, it's just been so overwhelming? I've had really a tough time with clients. I've had so much stress, unexpected things happening with kids in school, and it piles up. Do you have anything to help you wind down from that kind of hyperactive, or when stress piles up? How do you wind down to help you sleep better at night?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Who doesn't have those days every once in a while, right? The great thing is that I can celebrate the fact that those kind of nights are fewer than they were prior to me going out and pursuing my passion and my God-given purpose, which is great. However, life happens, that's what happens. For me, winding down at night requires little to absolutely no screen time. Because I am a service-based career coach, the majority of the work that I do, I am on my computer, dual monitors, all day long. Social media, on Zoom calls. It is very straining on my body and on my eyes to be constantly in that blue light. So when it comes time to shut down, that includes no TV. That includes no more playing on my phone, which is easy because by the end of the day, I am so done with social media at that point that that's not a problem, because I'm in it all day long. I really enjoy reading books. I am a huge fan of historical fiction novels and, of course, my own self-help development books as well. So I change between the two. I have to be able to get away from the screens. I have to be able to get into a quiet place to do some leisurely reading. A shower is a must to just, I respond really well with water. So a shower really helps for me to decompress and get ready for the night.
Wow, sounds like an amazing routine. I love the part where you mentioned about tech detox, because it's true, we're inundated with too much screen time throughout the day. And speaking of social media, well, for career moms like you, how much time would you typically allot to your social media in a day?
It depends. Are you referring to it as a business? Are you referring to it
as a business? As a business specifically, as part of your career?
Yes, as part of my career, a lot of my hours go, especially right now, the fact that I am in the middle of my 5-day workshop, that takes a lot more time in social media than I do, simply because I am going on live on Facebook. Mm. So I'm in there and cultivating relationships through Messenger. So that definitely peaks when I'm in my workshops. On the normal weeks that I am not in the middle of my seminar and my workshops, social media every day comes down to at least 2 hours, no more than 3 hours. I'm doing content creating. I am, again, responding to messages, lots of good things going on there. And of course, because I'm a career coach, LinkedIn is very much a place for me. So I am doing a lot of possible candidate and client outreach via LinkedIn.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And I love how you just put it into your day. It's something that aligns and matches with what you're doing in your career. And it just goes well within your day schedule, but at night you're switched off, which is perfect.
Yes, I can't do it. Even if I wanted to do more hours, I could not.
After working with so many moms, I'm just curious. I need to ask this to you as a mom myself. What would be the single most common and biggest problem that they encounter when transitioning to a new career, would you say?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is not believing that they are qualified to apply for the job. So many of the moms that I help already self-reject before they even put their name in the hat. Now, we've all heard the statistics that men, males, even if they don't hit 100% of the job requirements on the job posting, they put their name in to be considered anyway. It works out to their favor. That is not the case for women. And then when a woman becomes a mom and there's so much more individuals like their children and their husbands that they have to consider, it makes it that more scary. And they hesitate more to even apply for jobs. So I would say, you know, from experience of helping women, you have to understand that the nature of job postings, and when you see a job that's open and they're looking to hire, it is unrealistic to get 100% of the desirables on that job posting. So if you already know that, why then are you hesitant to apply? And I always say, you can't win unless you play. Being able to overcome that fear to say, you know, I'm strong enough to embrace change. I am strong enough to embrace rejection. And my worth is not tied to whether or not I get this job or not. That is the key right there. You have to play the game, but understand that your worth, you are priceless. Your worth is not tied to your title, to your job, or to your paycheck. And when they can own and embrace that, they can do anything.
And this is why moms need Molly as their mentor. And they need to hear more of that from you, definitely. That's amazing. Thank you so, so much for sharing. We have learned so many enriching and empowering tips from you today. And as always, I love to summarize and end the interview with the three top sleep strategies that we learned. And I can say it's more than three. It's, I think, over 10, but I need to summarize the top three that you've shared. And I can summarize it with three A's. A is to be authentic. Molly taught us that we need to be true to ourselves. And even in interviews, we need to be confident enough to show who we are and what is important to us, which is family time. That is something that is definitely part of our life and our priorities. So we need to be authentic. The next A is to be available, just as Molly does. She makes herself available for breakfast, lunch, and even dinners. So she sets aside time for her family. You need to know and make yourself available to what matters most in your life and what makes you supremely happy. You need to know that and be available for that. Otherwise, like Molly experienced, you're not going to have good sleep if your work is interfering with your happiness. And lastly is aligned.
aligned. Molly taught us that we need to keep being aligned with our purpose and our inner joy. Because if we are not, where are we going to find that inner peace and happiness? It's going to give us a good night rest. It's not going to happen. But with Molly, she's always aligned. However busy her day is, she's always aligned with what makes her relaxed, happy, and fulfilled. Molly, I cannot thank you enough. We have been so blessed to have you on the show. And I'm sure a lot of moms out there will need to hear more from you. It's not enough. I mean, me as a mom, I'm like, I could talk to you endlessly, Molly, and learn more and more and more from you. So how are we going to be able to contact you to get more information and to get more empowerment?
Yes, absolutely. You already heard it. I'm on social media. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram at Lotus Mentoring. So that's LOTUSMENTORING, Lotus Mentoring. So you can find me on any of the social media sites there. And from there, then you'll be able to find my link tree. And that is everything you'll ever want to know about me and Lotus Mentoring. I can't wait to meet you guys and introduce yourself. Please don't be shy. Reach out. I'd love to hear from you.
Wow, Lotus, open up as a flower, be zen, be yourself, be beautiful. It's perfect for you, Molly. And I'm sure a lot of us would want to be in touch because you're very open-minded and you make everyone feel comfortable. Thank you so much. I had such a great time chatting with you and I hope to get another chance to chat again. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.